I'm Kent, and this is JD over here. How you doing, JD?
I'm great. How are you, Kent?
I'm doing great. JD Tanner is with me here, our friends there with SIU Touch of Nature, and it's hard to believe, brother, but it is Camp Little Giant coming up.
Yeah, it's like you said before we went on the air, it feels like I was just in here talking with you about it, and sure enough, here we are again.
This is something that was started how many years ago?
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
Specifically Camp Little Giant that we're talking about, 1952.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
And it's right in our backyard.
In our backyard. This is the 66th year of Camp Little Giant and running camps and programs for children and adults with disabilities.
Okay, so I'm on the Camp Little Giant SIUC Touch of Nature Facebook, and all the events are coming up here. When do the camps start? Because it's like this weekend?
So we're actually right in staff training right now.
Okay.
Staff all showed up yesterday, and then we'll roll right into camp on Sunday.
Awesome.
So our first campers show up, and up through the first week of August, we're running camps.
Okay, so if you have a young person or an adult in your family that you think would have the time of their life, this is the time of their life, what can they do at these camps? I mean, everything.
It's everything. Campers that go to Camp Little Giant say that camp makes them feel like they are without whatever disability that they have.
Yes, sir.
Yep, they can come and they can get out on the water and go paddling and canoeing and kayaking. They can go around camp and do arts and crafts and all kinds of different activities. They have a large bowling set and they bowl on the sidewalk.
Wow.
I mean, you name it. And then the social pieces of just getting to hang out with other campers and camp staff. Some campers have been coming to us for 20, 30, 40 years. So it's like a reunion every year for them.
This is a wonderful thing, and it really is a gem here in Southern Illinois to have a facility like Touch of Nature, which has so many useful purposes. But for this especially, to bring in these kids, young adults, teenagers, whatever, and to be able to say, hey, you know what? You can go fishing. You can catch a bluegill. You know, you can do this. You in a wheelchair? Great. Let's get you right to where you need to be, right?
That's it. I mean, that's it every year. It's get people out and get them doing the things that they want to be doing year long. And this is their opportunity.
Some of the pictures on your Facebook are like melting my heart.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when they're smiling, it is like 100% joy.
The camp director, basically, she started crying about last month just thinking about the campers coming to camp. She's so excited.
She'll
cry all summer long.
And just walks away. She's got her Kleenex area.
Don't tell her I said this. And then she'll cry when they leave because she'll be sad thinking about them until they come back the next year. It's like her small little family.
Okay, so we want you to go to that Facebook page for Camp Little Giant, SIUC, Touch of Nature. But maybe someone's listening, JD Tanner, and they're like, hey, I want to help somebody go to this camp, and I want to maybe sponsor them. How do they do that?
Yeah, if you don't have a child, you know, with a special need, there's nothing that says you can't be a part of Camp Little Giant. So we have what's called camperships. And so,
all right.
So you just go onto our website and go to the Support Us tab on the left.
Okay.
And right there are numerous ways that you can support camp and just Touch of Nature in general. But camperships specifically will send a child or an adult to camp that has special needs.
This is great. So I'm going to go to the Touch of Nature website, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then what was the thing I got to click on?
Support Us on the left, on the tabs.
On the left. There it is. Okay, so I'm going to put this directly on my blog at z100fm.com with our interview here and the link to the Facebook and all this. But I know in my heart there are people listening right now who would love to give somebody a campership. And so this is the way to do it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a full. You can do a partial if you've only got $5. You can donate, you can donate $5
to
help send a camper to camp.
Real quick, I know you got to get to my friend Tom Miller, and he's going to ask you a lot of harder questions.
He always does.
Right, okay. One year, I hung out at Blyer Lake, Dr. Blyer, over in Carbondale, and they bring in what's called Special Populations Fishing Day. And I got to hang out with a person there and help bait their hook and throw it in and help them do that. And when they have just something as simple as catching a bluegill, I know I'm going back to that, and they have, you know, the biggest smile on their face, it makes it all worth it.
It does. Know? There's a pretty good chance that person sat in their house.
Yeah.
For 51 weeks out of the year.
Waiting for that moment.
And this was their 1 week to get out of the house and go do something that the rest of us are doing all the time and just taking for granted, really.
Well, JD, I appreciate it. And all of us here at Z100 and River Radio, we are like so excited about this season of camp that's coming up at Touch of Nature with Camp Little Giant. And I'll share this all on our website and our Facebook, brother. All right.
All right. Thanks for having me, Ken.
Man, thank you. At 8:17 this morning, if you can help out with it, even $5, hey, check it out. The Touch of Nature website. I'll have all of it up on our Facebook here in just a little bit with Z100.